This afternoon's play won the Society of Authors Drama Award at the 1992 Sony Awards.
Lavender Song by Patricia Wood. With Andrew Wincott as David, Charles Simpson as Boy, and Bill Nye as Jimmy.
There. That's the last of the books from in here. Whew. Packing up a home. Well, you hear voices. Smell smells. See shadows in the corner. I wonder if anyone else will come here. Well, they'd want to live as remote as this with just a footpath through the woods to get to the village. It wouldn't do for old people. Suited our purposes. Nicely built, flint. Of course, a new wing that was built on is brick, but it was well done. Made a lot of difference. It meant me and Tom had our own quarters away from the main part of the cottage, and we had the bells to summon us when necessary. Should I put the piano music in with the books? No. Separate, I reckon. The piano's still here. I wonder if she forgot about it. I better mention that when I write. It looks melancholy now. No curtains, nothing on the shelves. Still, we had some happy times here, and that's how I've got to remember it, with the lamps alight and the gramophone playing. I'll have to be careful, packing these records. I don't want to break any. I'll leave them till last, I reckon. Oh, no. Oh, Lord, this one brings back memories.
Didn't hear.
Call again, John. Call louder.
Corporal! Where are those damn lamps?
There we are, sir. I've been seeing to the wicks. I noticed last night one of them was beginning to smell a bit. There you are. There. That's better.
Yes, that's much better. Thank you, Jimmy.
I hope you're keeping a watch on the oil.
Yes, sir. We've still got plenty. I'll see we don't run out. I think you'd better have this garden door closed, sir. It's getting a bit dampish.
What was the noise, Jimmy? Just before you came in with the lamps?
A spot of thunder, sir. Nothing much. Over the other side of the downs. I shouldn't think we'll get it here.
Oh, Christ.
What about a drink before supper, sir? There's still plenty of beer in the barrel, nice and cool.
That's the ticket, beer. Right you are, Jimmy. Three foaming tankards at the dump.
Just hold your horses. Everyone may not want beer. Now, what are you giving us for supper, Corporal?
Fish, sir. Dover sole.
Right, then we can't possibly drink beer. Bring in a bottle of Chablis, Corporal. We'll have that with the fish. We can do without a drink beforehand.
Well, I can't. I'm bloody thirsty. I want a beer. You'll join me, won't you, David?
I don't think so. Mustn't spoil the fish. I'm for a pink gin.
Good God.
Goes with anything you know gin does.
Bloody awful muck. One beer, Jimmy. Make it a large one and make it quick.
Quick it is, sir.
Quick it is. Can I get you something, John?
I've already made it quite clear that I shall wait for the wine.
Oh, don't be such a damn prig.
There's nothing priggish about doing the right thing. Just because we're stuck in this godforsaken hole doesn't give us an excuse to behave like animals.
Rubbish!
It isn't correct to drink beer with fish.
I'm not going to drink it with fish. I'm going to drink it before fish.
Before it or with it, it isn't correct. Suppose the flavour of the fish. And another thing. I think it's damn greedy always to want to drink before meals. What? You never seem to consider the cost.
Well, you're not paying for it. Mummy does the paying.
Exactly.
Perhaps I should pour my gin very, very carefully back into the bottle.
Your beer, sir.
Ah, nectar of the gods.
Where's my stick?
Here it is, sir.
I'm going outside for a smoke.
I'll give you a hand. Mind a piano stool, sir?
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. No.
He'll drive me mad.
Dear old Jimmy.
You know who I mean.
Try to be a bit more patient with him, boy. It can't be much fun being almost blind.
He's not almost blind. He's got one eye.
There are times when he can scarcely see out of it. Drink a beer and don't be peevish. I'm going to have another little gin while I've got the chance.
Have another big one. Have two or three. I hope you won't let that mean devil upset you about the drink. My mother wants us to have everything possible. She'd be terribly upset if she thought John was harping on about the cost.
I know that. He doesn't upset me. I've known him for too long. Your mother's marvellous, including me in all this. A piano, too. So thoughtful about everything.
I wish she'd write.
She does. Every week.
And what I mean is I wish she'd answer my questions in her letters. About going home and that sort of thing.
We're all right here.
No, we're not all right here. I just don't see why we can't go home. It's getting on my nerves being stuck in this place. That's closer. Is it raining?
Doesn't seem to be.
It's worse when it doesn't rain. More dangerous, isn't it?
We're safe enough in here. I'll draw the curtain across the garden door.
Well, perhaps we ought to get John in.
I'll ask him. Oh, Jimmy. Is the Major still in the garden?
No, sir. I've just helped him upstairs to change for supper. I'll start laying, if you don't mind, sir. I'm a bit behind on this evening.
It's closer, isn't it? The storm. Did you hear that last one, Jimmy?
Oh, it sounded about the same to me, sir. The sky's clear enough. It's a long way away. Drink up your beer, sir.
It's so bloody hot. Airless. If it's bad in the night, will you come down here with me, David?
Of course.
That's the ticket, sir. I'll leave a whiskey out and you can put on some of your records.
You better not play records in the middle of the night. Might wake the Major.
Well, now, drink it slow, sir. Here's your napkin. Yeah, sir.
Oh, thank you. John won't sleep anyway if the storm's bad.
I shouldn't bother changing tonight if I were you, sir. It will give you a bit of a rush. I'm expecting Drew back with the evening post. He's got to fetch it.
The post? Of course, it's Thursday. It is Thursdays I usually get a letter.
That's right, sir. Her ladyship usually writes of a Wednesday.
How long to supper, Jimmy?
About another 25 minutes, sir. I was put back a bit by seeing to the lamps.
Come on, boy. I think at least we'll put on ties. Otherwise, we shall have to put up with John's sarcasm all through supper.
I want to wait down here for the post.
It will be a bit longer yet, sir. I expect Drew will come back by the road as far as Loddon's Wood and then take the footpath.
Oh, all right. But give me a call as soon as he comes.
I will, sir. Got up the change of the...
Tom, where the hell have you been?
You keep your head on. I come in a few minutes ago, but I waited till I heard them go upstairs. Here's a little gentleman's precious letter. There, there's one in the kitchen for you. Looks like your old mum's right.
You stink of booze.
Stop for a glass of shandy. It's a long walk, I know, aren't I?
There's more than shandy on your breath. You better suck a peppermint before serving. You know what a Major's like.
I know what he's like.
I wish you'd been quicker, Tom. It's been a rush on me, you didn't do the lamps before you went. You know what time that takes. Give the plates a bit of a rub. They're smeary.
Oh, Christ, I forgot the lamps. I hung about for that bloke who was going to bring us some eggs. They never come. Treat to get out.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to have a few hens ourselves. There's plenty of room. That old pheasant coop out the back, that might make a hen house.
You ever tasted pheasant?
I'll have a look at that coop in the morning. The shop eggs taste musty. You could fix it up, Tom.
You leave me out of all that. I can't stand hens. They give me the creep, stupid-looking buggers. But you think of a cock crowing all bleeding hours of the night. Oh, that would be popular with a gentleman, that would.
Don't do that, Tom. Breathing on the folks, it's not healthy.
Best polish in the world, that is. Hey, I bet there was bloody panic when they heard the thunder.
No, not too bad. The youngster was a bit upset.
And he turns my bloody
You
stomach.
Want to be a bit more careful. They notice. We don't lose his job.
Oh, don't worry. You won't lose yours. Yes, sir. No, sir. $3.
Four. Cut it out! It's a decent job.
What?
We've already had 6 months' work.
Decent?
Yes, Tom, decent. Nice quarters, good food, all expenses covered. Look at the handout we get at the end.
If we get it.
We've got a contract, haven't we? Signed by a solicitor. Of course we'll get it.
Piece of paper, that's all.
I trust her, anyway. I don't know what's the matter with you, Tom. Where else would we have got well-paid employment earners?
You trust anyone.
I'm sorry for her. And for them.
Can't stand that.
I know that, and I reckon they do. You want to be careful, Tom. Oh, that'll be the Major. He wants his tie done, and they'll be downstairs. I'll go up. You take the trolley out and...
Put the water on for the peas.
That's the Major. He wants his tie done. Bloody bootlicker. Put the water on for the peas, Tom. I'll have a whiskey first, then. Lovely grub. There is a letter.
Good. I only hope he's satisfied with what's inside it. It's so difficult for her. What on earth is she to say to him? Pleasant walk to the post office?
Oh, not very, sir. It's rather muggy out this evening. I shouldn't be surprised if we don't have a very bad storm, sir.
Yes, sir. You'd better go on with the supper. It's late already.
Yes, sir.
David, is that you? Have you changed?
I have.
What about boy? Is he here?
Not down yet.
I wish you'd stop playing that damn piano when I'm trying to talk to you.
Sorry.
Has Drew come back?
Yes, there's a letter for you on the table.
Oh, God, so there is. I hope it's a long one. I hope she answers my questions this time. Oh, I hope. Oh, God.
Did you say Drew brought the post?
Yes.
I don't like that man. He's insolent.
Yes.
I don't care for his manner. He smells of drink even in the mornings. God knows what possessed my mother to employ an outsider like that. I should have been consulted. I wanted to be there when she interviewed the applicant, but no, she would do it herself. Always thinks she knows best.
Perhaps she does.
No discussion, nothing. God-forsaken place this is. Like packing us off to boarding school. My father would never have allowed it. God. That storm's giving me one of my headaches.
Would you like me to get your medicine?
For God's sake! Don't fuss! Were we warned of this? I mean, was there a signal?
It's starting to rain.
Get that tarpaulin across! Now!
Yes, sir.
Not one bloody word. Not one bloody word about anything that I asked her. I write and write and write and she never answers my questions. Well, you saw what I wrote last time, David. I showed you the letter. Nothing could have been plainer. Dearest Mummy, I said, when can I come home? Well, that's a plain question. David, what could be plainer than that? And this is what she writes. My darling boy, I do hope you're feeling well. The gardens are looking splendid just now. The roses are beautiful. I don't want to know about the gardens. I just want to know when I can go home.
Corporal! Corporal! They're bloody accurate tonight, Corporal. Captain Hunter.
Sir.
Gas masks. See to it.
Yes.
Take the Major back to his quarters, Drew. The draft for his Alex is on the washstand.
All right, well, come on then. I've got your stick.
Drew, take the Major's on.
I feel sick. Oh, Christ, I feel sick.
Come on, sir, I'll get you out now. You'll be all right, here.
Can I help, Jimmy?
No, I can manage, sir. I should sit over there in the corner and wait from the window if I was you, sir.
Oh, God!
No.
Jimmy!
You'll be all right, sir.
Sit in the corner, sir, away from the window? Oh, God. How old am I? 22. And for the past 3 years, I sent men out to die in terror and agony. And now I huddle like an old man in a dark corner, afraid of a thunderstorm.
Bloody nightmare this is. I could do with a
cold
one after that.
Drew.
Sir.
What are you doing?
Sir, I didn't know you were still here. I was just getting a whiskey to take up to the Major.
Oh, yes? I understood that Major Dawson wasn't allowed alcohol after taking one of his drafts. Has he taken one of his drafts?
Good job you reminded me, sir. Yes, he has. I clean forgot about the alcohol.
Yes? Well, better not forget again, Drew.
I certainly won't, sir. Now, what about supper? Shall I serve it now, seeing as Corporal Barnes is tied up for the moment?
I don't think any of us will want supper tonight, Drew. I'll go up and see if the Major is settled.
Very good.
Drew.
Sir?
You never look at us, do you? I wonder why.
Because I can't stand the bleeding sight of you, sir.
Safer if I packed them around my newspaper. It's a pity I put so much on a bonfire. I'll have to take them up with something I've got in this packing case.
Yeah, here we are.
The Times. The Times, August 1917. That's an old one. From our war correspondent at the front, the Germans have carried out a surprise attack at some point along the Allied lines. And rumour has it that after the initial bombardment with shells, gas was used. It is feared there may be many casualties. Christ, there were. It was like a dress rehearsal for hell at the casualty posts. They were being brought in and laid out like so much butcher's meat.
Thursday, August the 15th. Bloody Thursday, the lads at the post called it. What's in this box? Oh, yeah. The major's fossils. He was proud of them. Of course, it was on a Thursday. I used to take them for their long walk. Right through the woods to the chalk pit at the edge of the downs. That was where he found most of them. These were crustaceans, Jimmy used to say. Millions of years ago, they were swimming about in the sea. I never knew if he was kidding me or not. But his eyesight got so bad, he couldn't pick them out in the end. Yeah, I remember those long walks of a Thursday. I used to enjoy them.
There, that's that. I make the kitchen fire up and I can have a smoke by it before I do the bedrooms. Best morning in the week, Thursday. I hope the rain don't come too much. I don't want to back here too soon. What's that? Oh, I don't see they're back already. Sounded a bit like the door in the sitting room. Nah, can't be. Nah, it's most likely something blowing about in the yard. There is someone in there.
Give you a fright.
Sylvia?
Yeah, that's me. You surprised?
You little devil, what are you doing here?
Delivering groceries. There you are, in the basket on the table.
You know very well we don't have anything delivered. What do you think you're playing at?
Oh, have I come to the wrong place? I'm ever so sorry. Dad said to me this morning, Sylvia, those goods won't deliver into Lilac Cottage. Be a good girl, take them on your bike. So being a good girl, I put on my Macintosh, pedalled here as fast as I could. Only the last bit was rather difficult because I had to lift the bicycle over a stile. I thought you'd be ever so pleased to see me.
Come here. Closer than that. Oh, that's better. Now, in the first place, this is not Lilac Cottage, which you very well know. And in the second place, nothing ever gets delivered here.
As you said in the first place.
And in the third place.
Oh, you are getting in a muddle.
In the third place, I want a kiss.
Early in the morning, that sort of thing.
Never too early for me. Or too late. What the devil are you doing here? And if you say delivering groceries, I'll put you across my knee.
Your face when you saw me, Tom Drew.
Well, for a minute when I heard the piano, I thought they'd come back.
Which one of them plays?
Never you mind. What are you doing here?
Came to see you, of course.
Yeah, go on. But I've told you before, no one's to come to the cottage. No, I mean it, Sylvia. If they found you here, it could lose me my job.
They won't find me here. They're out for a walk, aren't they? You said they always go for a long walk with Jimmy Barnes on Thursday morning. So, when I woke up this morning, I thought to myself, poor Tom, be ever so lonely while they're all out on their walk. So I popped over to keep you company.
Hey, for God's sake, come away from that piano.
Why?
Because you don't want to go interfering with things.
Which one of them plays?
Leave it alone, Sylvia.
I might. There. I've stopped. They've got a very posh-looking gramophone.
They've got a sight too much of everything, if you ask me. Don't touch those records.
Why ever not?
Because I say so. come here and let me take your map. It's wet.
Which one of them plays the piano? One of the brothers?
No, the other one.
You don't like them, do you?
No.
What time they come back from their walk?
11 o'clock, in time for their coffee.
It's raining hard now. Won't they come back earlier?
No, not them. They're officers and gentlemen, they are. It's a drop of rain to them. They're used to the playing fields of Eton and all that stuff.
The playing fields of Eton. Jimmy Barnes seems to get on with them.
Bootlicker.
He's nice. I should think he's ever so kind. Makes me laugh when he comes into the shop. Going through his list, working out what meals he's going to cook. I didn't know he was in the medical corps. We had a long chat the other day about nursing.
What in the world do you know about nursing?
Quite a lot. I worked part-time in the local hospital during the war, so there. Ought to have taken it out properly.
Nursing? You want to stick to what you're good at, my girl.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, I don't mean serving in your dad's shop.
You devil, Tom. You want to mind your manners. That Mac's dripping on the carpet. Can't you hang it up outside?
I'll put it in the kitchen. Is this stuff in the basket really for us?
Yes. Jimmy Barnes ordered it yesterday.
Icing sugar.
And coloured candles. I went to Brown's for them. We don't sell that sort of thing. Cake frill, too. Somebody's birthday.
Trust Jay Barnes, Esquire, to remember.
Who's?
Young Dawson. Thank the Lord I'm off duty.
Will there be a party?
If Jay Barnes has a say in it, I'll trust him to lay it on with a trowel.
It's nice. Anyway, you were supposed to pick it up this afternoon, so I've saved you a job.
Where did you leave your bike?
By the back fence.
Oh, I better move it. Now, don't you go touching anything while I've gone.
Wow. What a lot of books. What a lot of records. Drinks. Ango Stewer. See, it looks like blood. And all this music. Maid of the Mountains. Firefly. Cheech and Chow. This one ain't music. What? Oh, gosh. Oh, no wonder it's got a plain cover on it.
I'll put you back under the front porch. Nobody comes in that way. What have you got there?
It's a book full of nudes.
Put it back.
It's awful, is it?
I told you not to touch things.
I should think he's a bit of a devil with the girls.
You didn't come here to talk about him. You came to see me. Like a drink?
Came to see the cottage.
I'm talking to you.
Never been in this room before. Only the kitchen. My dad knew the man. He used to bring me here sometimes.
Drop a port.
That lavender hedge by the brick path came right up to the top of my head.
I asked you if you wanted a drink.
It's past 9 in the morning.
What's wrong with half past 9 in the morning?
She was nice, gamekeeper's wife. She gave me a white china plate, let me pick as many raspberries as I liked. I always think of this cottage when I eat raspberries.
Well, I'm going to have one. Ah, that's better. Come and sit here. Let's get comfortable.
You allowed to take their drink?
That's a bloody stupid question.
Oh, smell of that whiskey. Here, get away from me.
Smell of you.
So I smell nice.
Stealing,
taking their drink.
It's perks. There's plenty of money here, don't you worry. Nothing's too good for our three little gentlemen. Her ladyship sees to that.
Why are they living here? What a place to live if you're rich.
They were wounded, I told you.
I know you did, but shouldn't they be in the hospital or a nursing home?
No.
How were they wounded?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you're a little devil, yeah, that's what you are.
You've got a soggy mouth.
Have I?
And it's a very greedy mouth. Why aren't we supposed to deliver groceries here?
One of her ladyship's flaming rules.
Rules?
Oh, that's right, on top of everything else, we got rules. Oh, mind you, they've got to be kept. And dear little Jimmy Barnes is the one who sees we keep them.
I don't know why you took this job in the first place.
I took it because there's not so many bloody jobs going. Oh, catch me road sweeping or selling bootlaces or knocking at doors asking for a drop of milk and a crust. Do you know how many blokes there are in the D-mob camps waiting to come out?
No.
Thousands and thousands. And when they're all out, there'll be even less jobs to go round. I was crafty. I worked me ticket double quick. I've had enough touching me bloody cap to people to last me a lifetime. I'll tell you where the money's going to be made. The motor industry. Our motor cars are going to be big business, and anyone who can serve the motor cars is going to be onto a good thing. Yeah, well, there's enough cash at the end of this job to set me up with a petrol station. That's what I want, and that's what I'm bloody going to have.
Oh, another 6 months of this and I can take me money and walk out.
Leaving me stuck behind the counter of a village shop?
Well, I don't know so much about that. I might take you with me.
Oh, fat chance of that. Tom, they're not going to die, are they? Is that why the job finishes in 6 months?
No.
Will they leave her when you and Jimmy go, or will she get someone else to look after?
I don't know, and I don't bloody care.
Then you should care. After all, they were in the war. I mean, think of what they did. It's only right they should be properly looked after.
I was in the bloody war too, you know. I was up to my armpits in mud.
You weren't wounded.
Perhaps I was clever. Perhaps I was quicker at dodging the shells. Oh, if a bloke was wounded, then he was a bloody marvel. Never mind the rest of us. Yeah, if I'd come back with a bandage round my head and wearing a hospital dressing gown, I might have been mistaken for a hero, just the same as this lot. But I'll tell you this much. We was all bloody heroes out there. Where's my glass? I need another drink.
They'll notice how much it's gone down.
No, they won't. You just watch this.
You devil, you make your weak doing that.
I must remember not to have another one out of that bottle. I'm doing them a good turn, really. They ought to take more water with it. Oi, put that record back in its case. I told you not to touch anything.
I don't see what harm I'm doing. You said they won't be back yet.
Never mind that. Don't touch anything. They'll know someone's been at their records. Well, I'll have to say I've dusted them.
Won't be a bad idea either. They're filthy. Well, if I'm not allowed to touch anything, what about a cup of coffee?
I'm not making you coffee. Can't trust you alone in here. Besides, you don't really want coffee. This is what you want. Mm.
Don't be so rough, Tom.
It'll be what I like. Now, what about tomorrow night? Where can we go?
I don't know.
Look, if I can get off early, we'll catch the bus into town, shall we?
I could come here.
What?
I could come to your room. I suppose you don't have to go out on your night off.
Don't be bloody ridiculous.
Oh, right, then you think of something. Aren't there any photos?
Now, for Christ's sake, shut up! I told you over and over again, I don't want to talk about them, but you take no notice, do you? Well, try to get it into your head. I don't want to talk about the bastards, so just shut up!
Let go of my arms, you're hurting me! I'm going.
Sylvia.
I'm going. Will you please get my mac and bath?
Listen, Sylvia.
Where's my bike?
It's by the back door. Your mac's in the kitchen. Look, I'll come out with you. Sylvia, listen.
Is this the way to the kitchen?
Yeah, Sylvia.
Well, so Tom Drew entertains a young woman while we're out, does he? And as far as I could see, a rather pretty one.
Captain Hunter.
Back already, sir.
As you say, Drew. I'm back already.
But I never saw you come in, sir.
Perhaps you weren't looking.
Nasty drop of rain, sir. I'll take your wet hat and coat outside. Which way did you come in?
Through the garden door, Drew. The glass one.
Are the others back?
Following on. You might get the coffee ready to bring in. The Major found this morning's walk rather tiring.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I thought you would be.
I'll put these things by the kitchen fire.
Oh, Drew.
Sir?
Do you notice a strange smell in here?
Smell?
Yes. Something different from the usual frousty smell of three males shut up together in one room. A lighter, fresher smell. One might almost say a female smell. Do you notice it, Drew?
I don't notice anything like that, sir.
I'm surprised to hear it.
There you are, David. Oh, what a beautiful drop of rain. Did you notice the roses? All blown out and smelling absolutely delirious. And the mint. There's nothing quite so heavenly as the smell of mint in the rain. I picked us a bunch. Take a sniff of that, old bean. Isn't it marvellous? Why did you rush off like that? We could have lingered alongside the lavender together. I say, that's good enough for a song. Linger alongside the lavender with me. Isn't that good? The flowers in the garden are absolutely free. I say, David, compose a tune for it. Well, come on, this will make us famous. Well, don't be such an old po-face. Play! linger alongside the lavender with me. The flowers in the garden are absolutely free. And when we're tired of smelling them... Oh, come on, David, start a tune.
Linger alongside the lavender with me. The flowers in the garden are absolutely free. And when we're tired of smelling them...
Oh, what's the next line? Next line. Come on, rack your brains. Linger alongside the lavender with me. The flowers in the garden are absolutely free. And when we're tired of smelling them...
We'll all go in for tea.
Yes, that's it. Oh, linger by the lavender with me.
Oh, linger by the lavender with me.
Here's your coffee, sir.
Jimmy, we've written a song. We're going to be famous. You just listen to this.
Linger alongside the lavender with me. The flowers in the garden are absolutely free. And when we're tired of smelling them, we'll all go in for tea. Oh, linger by the lavender with me.
There, what do you think of that, Corporal?
Yeah, very good indeed, sir. It's a lot better than most of the mucky we heard, eh?
Fame at last! We'll write a verse and sing it tomorrow at my birthday party.
Ah, coffee.
No.
Steady a bit, sir. You better let me pour it. Here's your napkin, sir.
There we go.
Now, hold still while I tuck it into your collar.
I'll pour my own, Jimmy.
Will there be ice for the champagne tomorrow?
There certainly will, sir. Her ladyship has arranged for the carter to deliver it to the edge of Loddon's Wood at 10 a.m. Drew will take it by wheelbarrow and fetch it from there. It should keep quite all right on the stone shelf in the outhouse, but if you go on picking the mint at this rate, so there won't be enough left for the peas. Now, wipe your chin, sir. Mm. That's it.
What are we having tomorrow, Jimmy?
Duck a la roll, sir.
Duck a la roll, champagne, roses on the table, and my new record. It'll be there today, you know, Jimmy, at the post office. And my birthday cards and Mummy's letter. You'll make sure Drew fetches them, won't you?
I'll make sure, sir. I'll just see if the Major's ready to come in for his coffee. He's warming his feet by the kitchen fire.
What are you thinking about?
Smells.
Nice or nasty?
Both kinds.
Roses.
Duck in orange sauce.
Boot polish.
Wet woolen scarves and gloves.
Fresh mint and lavender.
The smell of a woman.
Oh, God. I can't smell any of them. It's all a lie, David. Can't smell anything, I make it all up.
I know.
Is it better to pretend? David, tell me, is it better to pretend?
I think so.
Do you make up things inside your head?
Oh, yes.
What do you make up?
All kinds of things.
Women?
Yes.
That doesn't do anything to me anymore. Whatever I make up inside my head, it doesn't bloody well move. I look at it sometimes when I'm in bed and I think, move, you bastard! For Christ's sake, stand up! Nothing happens. Do you think it ever will?
I don't know.
I might as well be dead, mightn't I? Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
I said I might as well be dead!
I know.
You didn't bloody well answer, did you?
Let's have a game of chess.
No.
Cards?
How long have we been here?
6 months.
She means us to stay here forever, you know. She's got us shut up here like rats in a trap. I never thought my mother could be such a bitch. Rats in a trap. I saw a soldier with both his ears bitten off. I didn't see the rat that did it. It was when I was on my way up with the platoon, just before the big attack. Perhaps it was two rats. One to each ear.
Shut up!
I say, David, what did one rat say to the other rat?
There you are, sir. That's it. That's the ticket, sir. Now, mind the corner of the table there, sir. There we are. I'll bring in some fresh coffee, sir. This one will go on cold.
I say, Jimmy, what did one rat say to the other rat?
I don't know, sir.
Ear, ear.
There you are, sir.
Mud everywhere. I'm sure my socks are damp. I don't like that walk, tramping for hours through those woods. It's a waste of a morning. That's what it is. Yes. A sheer waste of a morning.
What else would we do?
And look at the weather. I mean, when did we last have a fine day?
Well, June is a wet month. It always rained on sports day.
It certainly did not. Sports days were beautiful. It was the father's and son's cricket match days when it rained.
I thought July was the wet month.
There you are, you see. We played the father's and son's matches in July.
We didn't. You're thinking of speech day and vicars reciting their interminable little homilies. You remember, David?
I remember tea on the lawn afterwards and trying to cram in as many cakes as possible without matron noticing. I can't remember it ever raining on the cakes.
Tiny little pink meringues with cream inside. Yes. We only ever had them when the parents came.
It won't do! All this tramping about in the rain. We shall end up with chills. I must speak about it.
It would be rather nice to walk down Oxford Street for a change.
I'd settle for the village street.
A den of iniquity.
What is?
The village.
Aha. You may well be right.
I am right.
You have information?
Shh. Keep your voice low. You never know who's listening. They've got a policeman on a bicycle.
Never.
They have.
How do you know?
Well, Jimmy told me.
I'll bet they need him with all the wickedness that goes on behind the lace curtains.
How do you know they've got lace curtains?
I saw them when we drove through the first time.
The first time. The only time. I didn't look out of the car window.
Why?
I didn't want it to be real. I thought that if I didn't look at anything, it might turn out to be a bad dream and I'd be on my way home.
Yes.
I can see the face of a man in the wallpaper pattern in my bedroom. He looks Chinese. I asked him the other day if he minded being Chinese, and he said no. But he minded being on the wall. In my room at home, the wallpaper has plain green stripes. And you can't make faces out of that.
I wonder if I've got to change my socks.
I can't hear anything with that awful noise going on.
Read your book.
I don't want to.
Shh.
Listen. Can I hear voices?
It must be Jimmy and Drew talking in the kitchen.
Is that you, boy?
Yes.
What are you fidgeting about for?
I'm going to light one of the lamps. It's dark in here.
Put those matches back and sit down. I'm not going to light a lamp.
Yes, I am.
Don't argue with me. Leave the matches alone and go back to your place. I simply will not have oil wasted during the hours of daylight.
I want to light a lamp.
Do as you're told. Who's that? David?
Rain on the roof, I think.
Are you sure? It sounded like firing to me.
I'll put a record on, then we shan't hear it.
You'll do nothing of the sort. Still you are. Captain Hunter.
Yes, sir.
Tell the men to stop talking. No noise at all. We must be able to listen.
Very well,
sir. Shh. We must be able to listen.
The evening of the birthday party, Tom was off duty. It made a lot of extra work for me, but I didn't mind. I wanted everything to go smoothly. The meal was a great success. Even the Major praised it. And as for the young chap, well, he was over the moon with his birthday cards and presents. And a new record had arrived safely. And if he played it once, I reckon he played it a dozen times. I suppose it's still here somewhere. All three of them in their dinner suits, looking so smart and somehow shining. Talking and laughing and the record playing and the roses on the table just like my young gentleman had asked for. That's a picture to remember. And I do remember it. I always will. I felt properly choked when the Major raised his glass to the lad and said, here's to health, wealth and happiness. Properly choked. This is it. Yeah. The record they were playing that evening. A selection from the Maid of the Mountains. He was very set up with this, he was. You'll find him flirting
That's good, isn't it, David?
Very. I'd like the piano music.
Well, I'll ask Mary. She'll get it next time she's in town. She said in her letter that she might get down to see us in about a fortnight. She could bring it then. Oh. Shall I put it on again? Mm. Nope, better not. We don't want to wear it out. Like she never loved me. Oh, it's what a marvellous tune.
Not a patch on Choo Choo Chow. Ah, now, there are some good tunes for you.
That's your favourite, isn't it, John? Mm. Shall I put it on?
No. Let's have 5 minutes peace. You're so noisy.
Well, it's my birthday. I don't see why I shouldn't make a noise.
God bless my soul. What's this, Corporal?
A birthday cake, sir.
Oh, for me? Oh, Jimmy.
Well, I couldn't let the occasion go by without marking it, sir. Very many happy returns of the day.
Good Lord, Jimmy, it's a beautiful cake. And 20 candles. Shall I blow them out?
Must have a toast first.
Champagne, Jimmy, sir.
Oh, did you make it?
Yes, sir.
You're an artist. Look, David, isn't it beautifully decorated? So roses, violets, oh, it's wonderful.
Glass for yourself, Corporal.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Well, Timothy, congratulations on your 20th birthday. Here's to health, wealth, and happiness.
Health, wealth, and happiness.
Now I blow out the candles.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I can.
Of course you can, sir. Try again.
Come on, boy. Ready? One, two, three, blow.
I did it! All at once. That's lucky, isn't it?
Very lucky, sir.
You didn't help, did you?
Certainly not, sir.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Timothy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, bravo. Now, where's the knife, Jimmy? We must try this confection.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you. Now, a slice for each of us.
Yeah.
Cake for you, David.
Thank you.
I'll bring it over.
I'll carry on, sir.
Oh, Jimmy, you must hear our song before you go. We've improved it, no end.
Oh, have you, sir? Well, right you are, sir.
We've called it the Lavender Song. It's going to make us famous.
Well, that'll be nice, sir.
Ready, David?
Mm-hmm.
Look out, Gershwin and Woodhouse. Here we come.
Summer has vanished, those days of delight. Lost in the dark of winter's long night. Silent the blackbird who sits on the bough. Where is the scent of the lavender now?
It's classy, isn't it, Jimmy?
Very good indeed, sir.
I did the words. We're just coming to the chorus.
Gone are the days of summer. Gone is their perfume divine. When we lingered alongside the lavender path, and you promised to be mine.
Oh, yes.
Very good indeed, sir.
John, what do you think of it?
A bit short, isn't it?
Good thing.
Leave them clamouring for more.
Are you ready for coffee, sir?
Yes, thank you, Corporal. That would be nice.
Wasn't that kind of him to make a cake?
Hmm? He's first rate, is our Jimmy.
Oh, in a different league to that other bastard. He's been at the whiskey again, you know. I shall have to tackle him. Beastly little outsider.
John, when you toasted me just now, you sounded exactly like Father. He always called me Timothy. No one else did.
I think I was about 7 when we first moved to Emberley. And your mother invited me up to the house for tea. I remember thinking, boy, an awfully odd name for a person to have. It was years before I realised you had any other.
Mm. John started it. The first time he saw me, he poked me in the eye and said, boy. And I've been boy ever since.
How I envied you with brothers and sisters to play with.
Well, we felt awfully sorry for you. Katie used to say, that poor little boy all on his own.
How old was she then?
Must have been about 4.
With Grizzly just a baby. She wasn't even walking. Do you remember putting her on the rocking horse and she fell off and hit her head on the fence?
The blood!
And the scream.
Poor little Grizzy, I was in terrible trouble for that. No jam for 6 weeks. No more than I deserved, of course.
I must have spent more time in your nursery than I did at home.
Far more.
Lucky for me.
Lucky for all of us.
Has Grizzy still got that scar on her forehead?
Oh, very faintly. It's under her hair.
Oh, she sent me a new photograph for my birthday. Wasn't it lovely of her? Look, isn't she a beauty?
She certainly is.
Who do you think she's like?
Rather like your mother must have been at that age.
Yes, the eyes are very like. Have you looked properly at this photograph of Grizzy John? Are her eyes like Mummy's?
How can I tell? It's all just a blur to me.
Oh, John, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm always forgetting about your eyes. It's rotten of me.
I'd like to be able to see that photograph. Griselda was such a pretty little girl. I'm not complaining, you understand. There are a lot of chaps worse off than me. Do you remember Hudson, David? Both legs blown off, he'll never walk again. My God, we've got a lot to be thankful for. Is her hair still fair?
A little darker. Not much.
Yes. Rather like Mother, you say.
Very.
At prep school, when the parents used to come down, sports days and so on, I used to wish she wasn't quite so pretty. The other chaps' mothers look rather plain.
So we have another record. John, is there anything you'd like to hear?
Coffee, sir.
Ah, thank you, Corporal.
I know. We'll let Jimmy choose a record as a reward for that splendid cake. What shall we have, Jimmy? No, don't say anything. I'll put on your favourite. Can you guess which one it's going to be?
Well, I can, sir. Trust you to know which one I like. My old dad used to sing it to us. Quite a comic turn he was.
The parlour wants a paper in the park and it was wet. To call the paper hangers in and so he made some paper. He got some rolls of paper, a ladder and a brush.
And with my mother's nightgown on at it, he made a rush. When father paid the parlour, you couldn't see dad put the paste. Dabbing it here, dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling and the kids were stuck to the floor.
Oh, for Christ's sake, turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off!
Damn silly sort of song. I'll have to give a chap a headache, that infernal noise. I'll go outside for a smoke.
Well, just a minute, sir. I'll give you a hand.
I'll help the Major, Jimmy. You carry on here.
Thank you, sir.
What a fuss. Just like John to spoil everything. Where's my glass?
I shouldn't have any more champagne if I was you, sir.
It's my birthday.
Yes, sir, but champagne is liable to turn a bit acid in the stomach. If I was you, I'd have a small drop of brandy. There you are. And sit quiet for a bit. There we go.
Oh, it's a lovely party, Jimmy.
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure.
It's such a splendid meal.
It's a pleasure to do it for you, sir.
I must apologise for my brother.
Well, there's no need for that sort of talk, sir. We all know what the Major has to put up with.
He's become a damned irascible old man. How old is he now, Jimmy?
23, sir.
Is he? Is that all? Yes, I suppose so. You'd hardly credit it, would you?
No, sir.
Somebody ought to be made to pay for it.
Sir?
Well, whoever did it to him, I mean, whoever turned him into a beastly blind old man, somebody ought to be made to pay.
Yes, sir.
Did you come across any others like us, Jimmy? I mean, in the clearing station, were there any others?
Some, sir.
I suppose there were bound to be. It's a pretty big attack. It's funny we should all be together. I was bringing my section up to relieve them. We weren't actually in the trench, you know, but we caught it just the same. There were a lot of mistakes made, weren't there?
Yes, sir, a lot of mistakes.
It's funny you coming across other chaps. Sometimes it seems as if we were the only ones in the world. I'm glad it was Drew's night off. Still, you'd better open a bottle of champagne when he comes in and give him a piece of cake.
Well, that's very kind of you, sir.
I don't like him, Jimmy.
No, sir.
You seem to get on with him.
Well, sir, he's not so bad, really. Not much of a sense of humour, but we hit it off most of the time. I think he finds it a bit quiet here, so not much to do in the evenings. There. I think that's everything cleared, sir.
Oh, don't take the roses away, Jimmy.
No, sir.
Do they smell?
A treat, sir.
That's nice.
John's gone off to bed. He asked me to say goodnight for him because he didn't want to break up the party. Perhaps you'd better have a look at him, Jimmy. He may be in for one of his bad heads.
I will, sir. I thought this might happen.
If he's in that sort of state, I suppose we'd better not play any more records.
Well, just leave it for 10 minutes, sir. I'll give him one of his new sleeping draughts. They're very strong. He'll be asleep in no time. And if you keep both these doors closed, he won't hear a thing.
I see you've started on the brandy.
Yes. One ahead of you, David.
That won't do.
Good Lord, have you got enough in there?
Is anyone counting?
Not me. It's a party. Do you know what it reminds me of?
Brandy?
Yes.
What?
The flower shop next to the Savoy.
What?
Where we used to lunch when we went out to town. It was on the right, just before you went through the swing doors. Masses and masses of all kinds of flowers.
I remember. Gardenias for buttonholes.
I wonder if it's still there.
Why on earth should brandy remind you of the flower shop?
It does sound a bit dotty, doesn't it? Actually, it was the same day we bumped into you, during the interval at Chu Chin Chow. I'd been to see old Clemmy, and I was hurrying to meet Mummy for lunch. I caught a bus and sat on the top, because it was quite exciting looking down and watching all the chaps milling about in uniform. There was a party of girls in the seats behind me, and they were giggling, the way girls do. And I was trying not to take any notice when one of them leaned forward and gave me a white feather. I just sat there. I couldn't think of anything to say or do, so I stayed on the bus until they got off, because I couldn't face them. I went a long way past my stop, and then I had to hurry like the dickens so as not to keep Mummy waiting. When I got outside the flower shop, I felt a bit groggy and leaned against the window. All the flowers sort of swam together in one great mass of colour. One of the porter chaps must have noticed me looking like death, and he sat me down in a chair and shoved my head between my knees. The next thing I remember, I was holding a very large brandy.
So the white feather was the real reason you joined up?
Yes. Well, no. Well, that and meeting you the same evening at the theatre, knowing John was out there, and that you were going back to him in a couple of days, it made up my mind for me.
Bloody little fool. You only had another 4 months to wait until you were 18.
I had to do it at once. If I was going to be killed, I wanted to be killed with you and John, not on my own.
Well, we weren't killed.
No.
Three of the lucky ones.
Yes.
It was sweet of Grizzy to send you her photograph. She's beautiful.
Yes, isn't she?
I expect the young men come thick and fast.
What young men? Most of us are dead. I used to think perhaps you'd marry one of the girls.
John must be asleep by now. Let's have another record. Which one?
Oh, something lively. This party's getting a bit slow. And no more brandy. It makes us dreary. Drink that down and we'll get back on the bubbly. There's a good half bottle here. If we don't drink it now, Jimmy will put it in the scrambled eggs in the morning. Yes, that's a good one. Come on, David. Let's have a dance.
My dear old chap, what a positively indecent suggestion. Besides, you forget my war wound.
Oh, bugger your war wound. Come on, I'll lead.
I beg your pardon, sir. I didn't know you were still up. I'll go round the other way.
Oh, don't do that, old chap. Come through this way. We're all friends here. It's my birthday, you know.
Yes, sir. Looks as if you were having a very good evening, sir.
Lovely. Captain Hunter and I were just having a go at the bunny hug.
So I noticed, sir. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, that was fun. Have you had a good evening, Drew?
Yes, thank you, sir. I'll say good night now, sir.
Been out, have you?
Yes, good night, sir.
Just a moment, Drew. Come back and close the door. You haven't told us about your evening yet. That's not fair. You know what we've been doing?
Drew has been cavorting about all among the bright lights of the town.
Have you, Drew? Or have you been to that new place on the main road? I think it was yesterday I overheard someone saying that it's very good there. The food and the band, you know.
Been dancing, have you, Drew?
Yes, sir.
Who do you dance with, Drew? Have you got a partner? As you can see, Lieutenant Dawson and I only have each other. Perhaps you've got something better.
If you don't mind, sir, I think I'd better go and see if Corporal Barnes wants me to do anything for him.
But surely it's still your evening off, Drew. It isn't midnight yet, and the fairy godmother particularly mentioned that you were off duty until midnight.
That's the ticket? You can stay until midnight. Have a glass of champagne, Cinderella.
No, thank you, sir.
Don't go too close to him, boy. The gentleman doesn't much care for the look of us. Isn't that correct, Drew?
I'll say goodnight now, sir.
Stay where you are.
Yes. Well, we'll put on another record and we'll all stay where we are.
Sit down, boy. The kind gentleman is going to tell us all about his evening out, aren't you, Drew?
How much, sir?
Of course. You know what a treat it would be for us. Here we are, Drew, two lonely ex-soldiers, incarcerated in the depths of the country and longing to hear how the world goes on. Is she a good dancer?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Your pretty little girlfriend from the village. Is she a good dancer?
Sir, I don't know what your game is, but I don't think I ought to be expected to stand here and talk about what I do with my time off. That's not what I'm paid for.
Are you paid to bring your girlfriends to the cottage?
You bastard.
Careful, Drew. I don't want to have to put in a bad report of you.
I'll see it doesn't happen again, sir. Yesterday was a mistake. She was delivering some groceries.
Yes? That's an unusual way of describing it. Did she go out with you tonight, Drew?
I'd like to go now, sir.
Come away from the door, Drew. Did she go out with you tonight?
Yes, she did. Now can I go?
Did she take her clothes off?
Jesus Christ.
I'm really very sorry for you, Drew. Sorry. Because you can't look me in the face. All right. You can go.
David? Oh, Dave, what was that?
The door banged.
Are you sure that was all?
Quite sure.
I hope so. Because I'm very, very tired.
Well, the party's over now, boy. Time for bed. Upsa-daisy.
Oh, it was a good party, wasn't it, David?
Yes, it was.
I knew there'd been a bit of a confrontation that night. Tom came banging into the kitchen. He was livid. He didn't tell me, but I knew he and the captain had mixed it. Well, Tom had had a lot to drink and he pushed off the bed. He told me what I could do with the birthday cake, so I didn't bother opening the other bottle of champagne. And after a while, I heard the sitting room door close, so I guess the two young gentlemen had gone to bed. I went in to see to the lamps and straighten up a bit for the morning. I was just emptying the ashtrays when a captain came back.
You sound cheerful, Jimmy.
I thought you'd gone to bed, sir.
I'm on my way. Just having a last cigarette.
What about the young gentleman, sir?
Rather tight, Jimmy, but very happy. He's already asleep, but not, I'm afraid, undressed.
Too much champagne. I hope his stomach won't suffer in the morning. I'll go up and milk him.
Not just yet, Jimmy. I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, but not like that, with you standing to attention, an ashtray in either hand. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
I was pretty rotten to Drew when he came in. Did he tell you?
Not in so many words, sir, but... I thought you must have had a bit of a barney. If he was rude, sir, you'd have to put it down to the fact he'd had a few drinks.
So would I. But that's no excuse. I just can't stand it.
I know, sir. He's not really suited to this job. But he's very anxious to keep it, and I'm used to him now. I wouldn't really like a change. That is, not unless you insist, sir.
Oh, good Lord, man, I don't want to lose him his job. But he brings out the very worst in me. I hate to admit it, but I'm damned envious of him.
That's very understandable, sir.
I envy him his evenings off. I envy his damn white teeth. And I envy like hell the fact that he's got a girl. And that's what it's really all about, Jimmy. You've got to get me a girl.
You're joking, sir.
No.
I can't do that.
You must.
No, sir.
I've come to terms with most things, Jimmy, but not this. Find a girl who'll come here.
I never give it a thought. Other things, yeah, but... this didn't enter my head. I never once thought of it.
Think of it now.
You mustn't ask me, sir.
Ask you? I'm telling you. I've thought it all out. Nobody else need know. It can be late at night when the others are asleep. In this room, so we won't be heard. In the dark.
It would have to be, sir.
We could pay her enough so she wouldn't talk afterwards.
I can't do it.
You must. Who else can I ask? It's very dark in here when the lamps are out. I'll turn out the last one. There. Can you see me? Can you?
No, sir, I can't see her.
Then it's all right. And you'll arrange it for me, won't you? Please.
I'll try, sir.
Playing God. That's what I was doing. Altering the proper shape of things. I should have stuck to the rules. I was quick enough to pounce on Tom when he bent him a bit, but... But at least he was honest about his feelings. I can't stand the sight of him, he'd say. And he never looked. But what was I up to? Seeing in them a kind of beauty that I'd given him myself. You will arrange it for me, won't you, Jimmy? He asked. And I couldn't bear to be diminished in his eyes. Yes. Oh, I arranged it. It was a fortnight later, just on midnight, Tom's evening off. He'd come in from the pub about an hour before, rolling drunk, and the others had been in bed for some time, and everything was quiet. I'd just put my coat on to go out and meet this girl that Sylvia had made the arrangement with when I heard the click of the garden door. I went into the sitting room... There was only one lamp alight, and it startled me for a minute, seeing this woman standing just inside the door. She was dressed in a dark coat and with a hat pulled well down over her face and a long, green, silky kind of scarf around her neck. When I came in, she pulled the curtain across the glass door and moved into the room.
Hello.
How did you get here? I was just coming to meet you.
I know the way. I've been here before.
It's Sylvia, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, that you couldn't get anyone to come. Your friend, you said there was someone you
I
knew.
I know, I said that. I didn't try to get anyone else.
What do you mean?
I'll do it. I want to. I meant to come myself right from the moment you spoke of it.
God knows what you must have thought of me.
I thought you were very kind.
Don't. I've hated myself ever since talking to a young girl like you about such a thing.
What else could you have done?
Refused.
To help him?
That's what I should have done.
That would have been difficult.
Yeah.
When you're fond of someone, it's hard to say no. And there's no harm done. I'm here.
Yeah. And now... You put your hat back on, and I'll take you as far as the crossroads.
No.
Have some sense. This isn't a job for a girl like you.
How do you know what sort of girl I
am? I'm having no arguments. I'm just taking you home.
If you think I'm an innocent village maiden, you're wrong. I don't dish out my favours very often, and I certainly don't do it for money. But I'm not a virgin, if that's what's worrying
me. What's worrying me is getting you back home before anyone finds out you're here.
You can save yourself the trouble. I'm not going.
Are you Tom Drew's girl?
Go out with him sometimes.
What has he told you?
Nothing.
Enough to make you curious?
Nothing much at all, really. Just that three officers live here and they don't go about much because they were wounded. I didn't need Tom to tell me that. Everyone in the village knows.
How?
How? Because you can't keep anything quiet in a village. I mean, letters come to the post office. You and Tom buy enough food to feed five people. The doctor calls once a month. That's how.
Tom told you they were wounded.
Because I asked him. I knew they couldn't be very bad. Not helpless or anything. Because when I come here the other morning, they were all out on a long walk with you.
You came here?
About a fortnight ago, I brought some groceries. Oh, Tom didn't ask me to come. He wasn't all that pleased to see me.
Did you come in?
I've known this cottage ever since I was tiny. My dad used to bring me. It was left empty all through the war, and I wanted to see what it looked like now. Of course I came in, it was raining. It's nice it's being lived in again.
If you're Tom Drew's girl, you can't stay here.
He won't know.
Be sensible.
He won't know.
He's here. I've heard him come in about 11.
Did you see the state he was
in? I heard him stagger across the yard to his room. I thought he'd had a few.
Few? I've been in the pub with him all evening, watching him drown himself in whiskey, egging him on. He'd be dead to the world by now.
You've got it all worked out.
Yes.
Are you going to be sensible and let me take you home?
No.
I can't risk it.
Where is he? The one who...
He's in his room.
And what will you tell him if you send me away?
I don't know.
Going to be difficult explaining. Let me stay, please.
I can't.
Please. I really want to. It's not just a physical thing. It's like something I've been waiting for all my life. I felt it as soon as I come in here the other morning. An excitement, like the night before Christmas, like boys singing, like love.
What you feel is pity.
Because he was wounded, yes. I suppose pity comes into it. But much more. And not just for him. For all of you. Even in a funny kind of a way for Tom Drew. Perhaps it's gratitude more than pity. I'm grateful for what you did for us, for what you gave up. And I want to do something in return. The terrible, the awful thing is that because I'm a woman, this is all I can do. All I'm expected to do. I read a poem once about a man who kept girls locked in golden cages, like birds. He was kind to them, he fed them, but he never let them out. I think you're going to unlock the door of my cage now that you understand.
If I let you stay, will you promise never to speak about this again?
I promise.
All right. The lamps are important. It must be dark.
If that's the way he wants it.
It's the only way I'll allow it.
Yes, of course. It's very sensible.
I'll tell him to come down. I won't come back in here myself. I'll go straight to the kitchen. Right. Afterwards, that is, when you're ready to go, you come out through this door.
Right.
The passage out there leads to the kitchen. And I'll be in there. And I'll take you home. And please come out quietly. You don't want to wake the others.
Of course not.
Well, you better notice which side of the door the handle is before I turn out the lamp now.
I see it.
Are you all right?
Yes.
I hope not to let you do it. But please believe me, I'm very grateful to you. Right, I'm just going to blow out the lamp. So you'll be in the dark.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
I'm sorry it's so dark. Jimmy thinks it's safer like this. With other people in the cottage, you know.
Yes, I do understand. I don't mind the dark.
Where are you?
Over by the piano.
Oh, yes.
You play the piano, don't you?
Not awfully well. Just enough to amuse myself.
I'd like to hear you.
Well, better not at the moment. It might wake someone.
That won't do.
Would you like a drink?
I don't know. I don't drink much.
No? But a tiny drop of brandy would be warming. I'm going to.
Well, all right. Just a tiny drop. Can you manage?
Oh, yes. I'm used to the dark. It was dark in the trenches, you know. It had to be. We learned very quickly to move about in the dark and be quiet, so they wouldn't hear us.
The Germans?
Yes. Where's your hand?
Here.
There's your drink. Have you got it?
Yes, thank you. I hope you haven't given me too much.
Just a mouthful.
Were they very close?
The Germans?
Yes.
Pretty close. Sometimes we could hear them talking.
Well, that must have been strange.
Oh, not really. Quite comforting in a way. It reminded us that they were human beings. Ordinary chaps. Is your brandy all right?
Yes, thank you, lovely.
Have you still got your coat on?
Yes.
I'll hold your glass while you take it off.
Thank you. I've finished the drink.
Would you like some more?
Oh, no.
If you stretch your left arm out, you'll find a chair. You can put your coat on that.
Thank you.
You're quite young, aren't you?
20.
I'm 22.
Would you like me to take the rest of my clothes off?
Yes.
Don't you want to touch me or anything?
This isn't the way I meant it to be. Oh, don't you understand? I thought it wouldn't matter. The dark. And not seeing your face. But it does. It does matter. What are your eyes like? Your hair? How do your lips move when you speak? Oh, God. I have to be able to see. It's no good unless I can see.
Oh, don't. Oh, don't do that. Please, please don't. I can't bear it. Don't cry. I'll light the lamp just for a moment. Are there any matches? Yeah. It can't matter just for a moment. I'll turn it out at once. Oh, God.
Please.
Oh! Don't! 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 Don't you come near me! You came away! Oh! No!
In old houses, there are sounds from the past. The clink of a glass against a bottle. The squeak of a trolley. A favourite tune played on the gramophone. Voices. Yeah. Voices crowded into corners and waiting their turn to speak again. I could put all these records out in the shed and lock the door. But when the cottage is empty, the floorboards dusty and the gramophone lying in some scrapyard, the favourite tunes will still be heard in this room. A drink will be poured. The ghost of a piano will play a song for a birthday party. And the waiting voices will begin again their murmuring conversations. And then the screaming will start. I wasn't prepared for the screaming. I was so self-satisfied. I thought I'd arranged everything perfectly. But she did what I told her not to do. She lit the lamp.
Timothy, what are you doing?
I'm taking some more cheese.
You don't need any more. You've had a perfectly adequate supper.
I wish they'd bring in the coffee. Shall I put a record on?
No.
Why not?
Because I say so. We'd much better be quiet.
I can hear the screaming when it's quiet.
Screaming?
Well, you know, it went on in the night, on and on and on. I thought it would never stop.
Oh, that. Probably some poor devil stuck in a shell hole. Anyway, it's stopped now.
I can still hear
it. I tell you, he's not doing it now. Probably dead. Or else they found him and took him away.
You don't think it was David, do you?
Shot?
Yes.
Don't be so foolish. David wasn't on last night's patrol.
When was my birthday?
I don't know.
I think it was about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't had a letter from Mummy since the one with my birthday card. I've written to her 4 times since then because I want to go home. I don't want to stay here any longer. It's very dark in my room in the middle of the night. And now they've started this screaming. She needn't think she can keep us shut up here for the rest of our lives. I won't stand for it. Shut up here with all that barbed wire out there in the garden. We should dig it up and plant some roses. I wish David was here. He didn't come in for breakfast or lunch or supper.
I've brought the coffee, sir.
Drew, where's Captain Hunter?
Oh, he's in his room, sir. He's not feeling quite the thing today. He had a bit of an upset last night, I understand.
I expect it was the screaming. Did you hear it, Drew?
Well, I thought I heard a bit of noise in the night, but I don't hear much from my room. Corporal Barnes told me this morning that the captain had been having a nightmare and got a bit violent.
I have nightmares sometimes. I often have the one about looking in the mirror to shave, but it's someone else. Do you have that one, Drew?
No, sir.
It's not a nightmare that I care for, but at least it's quiet. There's no screaming in it. Oh, Arthur, I've dribbled my coffee. Drew, where's my napkin? I've dribbled my coffee.
On the floor by your chair.
Where's Corporal Barnes?
He's gone out.
He's gone out, sir.
He's gone out, sir.
It's not his evening off, is it?
No, sir.
And what the devil is he thinking about? Where's he gone? Drew.
Sir.
Where has Corporal Barnes gone?
To the village, sir.
Will you bring back the post?
No, I couldn't say, sir.
Have you been drinking, Drew?
No, sir. Certainly not. That is, I had a beer with me supper, sir. Her ladyship provides us with her own supply of beer so we can have a drink with our meals.
Her ladyship is very generous towards you and Corporal Barnes, Drew. Please remember that.
Yes, sir.
You mustn't abuse her ladyship's generosity, Drew. Keep away from the whiskey, I'm warning you. I'm not a fool, you know. I can tell when it's had water added. A chap who gets the drink when his employers are out is not worth putting in a position of trust. Just you remember that, Drew. And now you'd better cut along and do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing in the kitchen. Timothy, give me a hand into the garden. I want to smoke. Damned outsider.
Bastards! Just you cut along, Drew, and do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing in the kitchen. Christ! I'm supposed to be washing up, sir! Washing up your filthy plates and cutlery! Cleaning up your beastly messes! Yeah. And there's one the less to do. And you can wipe your own bloody nose next time, it's snotty! Look at it all. Look at it all, eh? Books, papers everywhere, cigarette ends, gloves, scarves all over the place for me to pick up and put away. Scarves? I've seen this one before. Oh, I've seen this before. But it don't belong in here. No, I've seen it lots of times. But not in here. Never. So it was her last night, was it? Christ, I'll kill him! Where's a bloody knife?
Drew, have you broken something?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry to say that I have, sir. Yeah. Coffee cup, it was. Careless of me, but I expect it'll be docked out of me pay. I've cleared it up, sir, every bit of it. With a few other things I noticed lying around. Like a scarf, sir. A long one. Green it is. Bright green. Yeah, I've seen it before somewhere, but don't you worry about that, sir. I'll find out who it belongs to. I hope you're feeling a bit better this evening, sir, after last night's little upset. I hope the young lady was satisfactory, sir.
Where's Corporal Barnes?
Gone to the village, sir. I believe he had one or two little matters to put straight. A payment to make to someone. But then you'd know more about that than I would.
I'm going out, Drew, for a walk. Alone. I don't want you to tell the others. Just let them think I'm still in my room. Do you understand?
Did I hear you right, sir? Did you say you was going out?
Yes.
Well, I'm very, very sorry to have to tell you that you are not going out. I'm in charge at the moment, you see, as Jimmy Barnes is not here. And I say you are not going out for a walk, sir! Is that clear? Whatever it is you might or might not have in your mind, sir! We can't let you take the easy way out like that, can we? What, an officer and a gentleman taking the easy way out? Oh, dear me, no. You've got to learn to live with it, sir. And another thing, if I was to let you go wandering about outside, you might frighten someone. You wouldn't want to frighten anyone now, would you, sir? Unless you already have. She was frightened, was she? Well, perhaps that'll put a stop to her little games. Mucking about with bloody officers and gentlemen.
Is that a knife you've got there, Drew?
Oh, yes, sir. It is a knife. I must have picked it up off the trolley.
What are you planning to do with it, Drew?
Cut your bastard throat, sir.
You can't even look at me to do that, can you? Well, I'm going to make you look me straight in the eye. Just open your eyes, you coward! Open your eyes. I could throttle you very easily, you know, Drew. You didn't realize I was so strong, did you? Look at me! Look at me, or I'll shut the life out of you! You see? You can do it if you try. Not very pleasant, though, is it? But this is what we have to live with, Drew. All three of us, day after day, week after week, year after year, looking at one another and remembering what we once were like. Keep looking at me, Drew, that's right. It is horrible, isn't it? A human face destroyed by mustard gas. No warning, you see. So there wasn't time to put on gas masks. They tried to mend it and only made it worse. Do you think they made it worse, Drew? If you look closely, you can see where the patch is pulled away. Does it make you want to be sick? Oh, Christ, girl! Why should I torture you as well as myself? I'm going out.
Oh, no, you're not, sir! I'll bloody kill you!
Get off him, you bastard! Get off him! He's got a knife! Squeeze his wrist!
I've got it! Hold his legs, David!
What is it? What's happening?
Some bastard attacking David!
It's me, sir! It's Drew! Get him off me! He's got a knife!
How the hell did he get over there? You're weak, bitch! You can't hunt him! You say hello?
I think so, sir.
It's me, Drew! Can you bloody see? Get him off me! He's got a knife! Get him off me!
I can't hold that!
For God's sake, make him stop that screaming!
I'll stop it!
He's dead, sir. Shall I get him moved?
Don't bother now. Cover him in with a few sandbags.
Yes, sir.
Better turn out his pockets first.
Very well, sir.
There must be a weak place somewhere. The inspections will have to be stepped up. Damned carelessness like that could cost lives. See to it, will you?
Yes, sir. I'll speak to the sergeant.
We've got to stand till 4:30. Let the men rest until then.
Very well, sir. Small change. Matches. Cigarettes. A disgusting handkerchief. Oh. And two letters for you, boy.
When I came back from the village a couple of hours later, it was very quiet. They were sitting in their usual places, their poor, destroyed faces turned, as they so often were. They were listening. Listening. The young gentleman was clutching a couple of unopened letters from his mother. I suppose Tom Drew had been keeping them back. He was full of tricks like that. The idea of someone anxiously looking for a letter that he got in his pocket it would amuse Tom. He was half built in with cushions, like sandbags. It was often done in the trenches when there weren't time for a burial. The look of fear on Tom's face is something I'll never forget. The last thing he would have seen would be their faces, crowding close to him. I asked them what happened.
They never answered, never spoke a word, but I knew. So I washed my young gentleman's hands just like I always did. I wiped his chin where he dribbled. And I left him there while I went back to the village to report what I'd found. I left him, listening to the crump of shells and the spatter of machine gun fire. Their heads tilted up a bit. Up a bit to the side, straining to hear the sounds of battle. My golden boys. My shining ones. And poor Tom.
Lost in the dark of winter's long night. Silent the blackbird who sits on the bough. Where is the scent of the lavender now?
The part of Jimmy was played by Bill Nye. David by Andrew Wincott, Boy Charles Simpson, John Colin McFarlane. Tom Drew was played by Stephen Tomkinson, and Sylvia by Jane Whittenshaw. The song was composed and played by Stephen Warbeck. Lavender Song was written by Patricia Wood and directed by Jane Morgan.